Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
From Twin Peaks Studios, it's the kickoff countdown. We're less than 10 hours from the Texans taking on the defending Super Bowl champs. Listen to the Texans opener right here on Sports Radio 610.
All right, the opener is under 10 hours away. 7:20 p.m. kickoff tonight. 4:15 this afternoon, the pregame gets started. Texans countdown to kickoff with myself and Seth Payne. We're with you right now, hosting that. Me and Clint Sterner got you for the postgame show. Hopefully in between a victorious Texans effort in Kansas City, a rainy Kansas City tonight. We got gambling angles with this game that we want to get into with our next. Yes, a lot of stuff we get into with Darren Revelle, the Action Network, who joins us each and every week at this time. Download the free Action Network app. Look, the NFL season is here. If there were anything that the Action Network and the Action Network app were made for, it is NFL football, which gets started tonight right here on Sports Radio 610. Darren, we welcome you in as always. And I guess our first question, we just got done talking about Daniel House, the Rockets forward who had to miss game three and maybe missing game four, a decision soon to be made. The rumor is that the investigation surrounds him bringing a COVID testing official that was in the bubble back to his hotel room. Look, if somebody brings in an outside woman into the bubble, that's just deplorable and selfish and dangerous. The fact that it's a COVID testing official, I guess that she is tested each and every day for the COVID. Does this make it any better for Daniel? I'd say free Daniel House.
Well,
How do you feel?
I'd say it's almost a given that Jeannie Buss put her up to it too.
Yeah. I would give an A for creativity. Mm-hmm. If this is in fact the case, but I do agree if you're gonna talk about like the letter of the law, so to speak, it's not an outside person. So, and yes, you could be rest assured that the COVID tester is getting tested every day.
Yeah.
So, I don't think it's funny, but I don't think it's an issue. I don't think he should be further penalized.
I'm an adolescent. I heard
you like
that
you said penalized, didn't you?
I thought you said penis. Yeah. And I was like, yeah, you did.
It's
I apologize. Let's get on to serious matters. The NFL season. And you put up a poll, Darren Revelle, that first of all astounds me with your response rate, because you put this poll up an hour ago. You've got 20,000 votes already.
I'm so jealous.
And it's simply, will the NFL finish the 2020 season? The results are resoundingly yes. 83% say yes. I guess how long ago was it that you figured, okay, they're probably going to pull this thing off at some point?
I mean, listen, obviously the NFL had enough arrogance. They are never full of enough. They're you know, these guys just live in their own bubble. But you know, they had enough arrogance to just continue and continue. And I said, we've reached a point of stabilization. Yes, there are still people dying. And yes, this virus is not going away. I think we've probably reached a point of figuring out how to deal with it. So I kind of wonder what will happen in, the way that baseball has canceled games. In the NFL, you just can't do that. Right? Like, you can't miss like two or three games here and there. Obviously, you know, the number of baseball games versus the NFL games. So I'm not 100% confident that they're going to get through the season. But I think there's a greater chance just because we've had time to be able to get through it.
Hey, Darren, side question here, because this just popped into my brain. This has nothing to do with the Chiefs or the Texans just yet, but I'm looking at your response rate, because you put out a question an hour ago. You get 20,000 people that vote on that. And you've got 2 million Twitter followers, and it honestly made me think of Antonio Brown. And Antonio Brown has, like, a huge social media following. I know he's got almost 2 million Twitter followers and probably way more on Instagram. How can Antonio Brown make a pretty good living just capitalizing off of his social media at this point, if that's what he chose to do?
I think people will still watch him, especially if he broadcasts live arrests. I don't know if he'd make a good living. If he had something good to say, potentially, but he hasn't really proven that to me.
But with that level, it's not as simple as just, hey, you've got millions of followers, so people will pay you to post stuff. He's got to cultivate that somehow.
Correct.
Dream is dead. I thought I was my plan. My retirement plan was to be a social media star.
Yeah, you were 4% of the way there, man.
By the way, I got some crazy stats for tonight, gambling wise.
Oh, let's do it.
Yes, let's
get
to that.
So if the Texans open at a greater than 9-point underdog, it will be the greatest underdog since the NFL started doing these standalone first games in 2002. The largest previous spread was 8 in 2017, when the Chiefs were 8-point underdogs to the Patriots, and then 7.5 in 2013, Ravens to the Broncos and Raiders to the Patriots. So that 9 to 9.5 is obviously a big one. I'll say that it's amazing, at least from all the sports books I've surveyed, PointsBet had the biggest percentage. 82% of the money is on the Chiefs, which at 9, 9.5, that's getting a little bit crazy. I think a lot of people are throwing, money just at Mahomes. And here's another interesting note. Since 2003, among teams that are favored by more than a touchdown in their week one games, they are 10-25 against the spread.
Ooh!
Oh.
Feed the Chiefs, baby. Take those points. That's a good one.
You know,
and
there's more.
Deshaun Watson is the most profitable quarterback in the league as an underdog since his debut.
Bam.
12-6 against the spread.
That's right.
So there's a lot of things going on. Then I did a lot of work for you guys. So
yeah,
I'm not letting you ask questions, okay?
Action Network, baby. Yeah. That's what you get at the ActionNetwork.com.
Welcome to the Revelle podcast. Continue, Darren.
Okay, here we go. So even at odds of more than 3-1 to win, right? +340, +360. Most of the public is saying there's no chance the Texans win. 15% of the money at FanDuel and 22% of the money at DraftKings is on Houston. So people would rather choose, -450, wow, for the KC, where there's basically no value for your money, instead of even taking a shot at the Texans to win. And then the other story for tonight's game is the total. Started as high as 56.5, down to 54.5. FanDuel has 77% of the money on the over, okay? But William Hill's biggest bet is a $12,000 bet on the under of 54. Now, here's your stat. Last season, only 4 games went to 54 points or higher.
Yeah.
Your dilemma is that 3 of them involved the Chiefs, and obviously, as you guys won't forget, the Chiefs-Texans divisional playoff game was 82.
Yeah, they ran out of fireworks.
They did. Yeah.
They literally ran out of fireworks in the stadium to set off after scores. It was bad.
It was very, very bad. That's interesting, Darren. Well, how do you think the weather's supposed to be terrible in Kansas City throughout the day and into the evening? How do you think that's going to wind up affecting the total on the game? Which way, when the weather's this bad, what is the public? How does the public react to a game like this?
I have to look at the I need to look at the weather and the specifics. Obviously, you know, wind matters more than rain. So I'm going to have to, at the Action Network, we have a weather specialist, Mark Gallant. So I'm going to have to talk to him about that.
If I were a meteorologist, that would be my dream job, to be the gambling meteorologist. That would be the best. Barry Revelle.
He does a good job. He does a really good job. And we have, you know, obviously, if you subscribe to us, you get some of that stuff, but if you get a pro account, which kind of allows you to build your own systems, you can do things like when it rains more than a half an inch, or when the wind is blowing 20 miles per hour, what happens to the totals, and see if a system works. And if it says in the last 25 years of gambling data, you're at 56-57%, then you say, okay, maybe I run that system. Eventually, I imagine that we'd be able to allow you to auto run that system. So if you want to run a system for a whole year, and then we can hook you up to a sports book, and then it will auto bet it. That's when we're really humming.
It's Darren Revelle with theactionnetwork.com. That's really cool stuff. You know, as you're talking about the spread and how lopsided it is, and I'm I think with where the sharps are on this, I think that spread is way too much. I think it's going to be a more competitive game than a lot of the general public thinks. But it does speak, though, I think, to the fact that as I looked at this matchup, my first thought, honestly, when I found out that the Texans were playing the Chiefs was, is the NFL really going to make this lopsided a matchup their first game of the season in prime time? And I guess, does that just speak to the power of quarterbacks and that it's more about Mahomes and Watson than it is Chiefs versus the Texans?
Yes, absolutely. I think marketing, for sure. I mean, they were going to pick the Chiefs, but from the Texans standpoint, I think, you know, I think if you look at quarterbacks, obviously Deshaun's there. I think, you know, marketing JJ, being back. I mean, I think the Texans are a natural team to do this with. And they, you know, obviously we didn't know what we were going to have, but just to be back is a big thing. So I don't think they're going to worry about it being lopsided. I don't think lopsided, maybe a couple years ago, lopsided would have been a problem, if it even is going to be lopsided. But I think especially this year, I think people are going to be watching. And then the question becomes like, and I am so not on this train, so I'm not watching because of national anthem or something like that. But now there's all this talk about, are they going to stay in the locker room? Are they not? Are they really alienating fans? Honestly, that's the one thing that as a business reporter, I just have no take on how people don't watch because of honoring or not honoring the flag. I'm out of that. Not that I choose to be, but it's just who I am. I don't know. So we'll see about that too. That's another piece of intrigue.
Yeah, no doubt. I think we're both the same way on this show as you are, Darren, when it comes to that. All right. So, Darren Revelle from the Action Network joining us on the show. What is the Fade Revelle contest for this week?
I don't know when it's going to be published, but I'm going against the. I'll tell you, I'm going against the Bears.
Okay.
I'm taking the Lions minus. I think I'm going to get. Depends on what I'm going to get. I hope I get -3, not -1. But I'll get whatever I at the time. If I lose, so if the Bears cover,
right,
I am going to have to. My family is going to. We've ordered some Old Style, the official beer of Chicago.
Oh, yeah.
I will have to have the number of points that the Bears score. I will have to have those number of beers poured over my head.
Oh God, I thought you were going to say drink. I'm like, boy, that is a real indictment of Mitch Trubisky right there.
Oh my God, can you imagine if I had to drink 27 beers?
Well, as long as it's spread out over a week or something.
Maybe we should change Fade Revelle. Maybe we should change Fade Revelle for me to drink the beers.
Yeah.
Do you think that's a better bet?
Are you asking us or somebody in the room?
No, I'm asking you.
Yeah, well,
You do a time-lapse camera of me drinking 46 beers?
Yeah, well, I don't think you got to worry about Trubisky dropping 46 on anybody, but
You're not Wade Boggs. I don't know if this is healthier. I don't think I can advocate this on the radio publicly.
Has Sade Ravel ever been healthy?
that's a really good point. There's no blunt force trauma involved in this one, but there would be some serious liver damage. So
yeah, it's true. I've been training my whole life. You know, the truth is I'm down a gallbladder, so the liver takes over the digestion. So maybe you're right. I think I'll just I'll drink the beer that comes off my hair.
There you go. Just let some of it dribble into your mouth. You got kids, Darren. We like having you on every week. I can't in good conscience recommend, especially sans gallbladder, that you do something that could seriously damage your liver. Believe me,
my daughter is seriously worried about Sade Ravel. She like cried. Like, no, Daddy, I don't want you to do this thing again. I don't want you to get run over by Eddie George, please.
I'm just amazed that you're able to do what you do without a gallbladder, man. You're like Shaquem Griffin. You're an inspiration to us all.
He's a machine. Darren Ravel, Action Network. Download the free Action Network app, and now's the time to do it. NFL season kicks off tonight. Texans and Chiefs right here on Sports Radio 610. Hey, Darren, we appreciate the time as always. Enjoy the games this weekend, my friend.
You got it. Take care, guys.
Right, take care. Darren Ravel joining us on the show. Enjoyed that.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.